Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Now it's time to talk horse racing on the programme, and we're going to say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, who kindly once again joins us on Drive Time Sport. Hello to you, Martin.
Hello to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
Yeah, very well. Great to have you on once again. Looking ahead to another exciting weekend of horse racing, I suppose, over the last week or so, all the talk has been about the Clarence House Chase, and that'll take place in Ascot on Saturday at 3:35, and the two big guns line up here, Martin.
Yes, it is. It was a race where I was looking forward to, indeed, Barry. No doubt that Shishkin has been a real star the last couple of seasons there for Nicky Henderson. And he comes here after winning 10 of his 11 races. He's unbeaten over fences, and he really, you know, he's a deserved favourite here, you have to say. Winner of the Arca Chase very easily last year. And he only ran once this season, but he won the Desert Arca Chase at Kempton. Despite the fact that Nicky Henderson on that occasion was very worried about his fitness, he put up a very, very good performance. And, you know, he's a deserved 6-4 on favourite tomorrow. Enric Amin is a very good horse for Woody Mullins. He's won 7 of his 8 races, actually only got beaten in the bumper at Navan, first time out a couple of seasons ago. But he's been very good over fences to date, Barry. Now, he missed the Arkell Chase last year due to injury, but won the Rainier Chase very easily at the Punchdown Festival. And his only run this year was a very smooth success in the Hillyway Chase at Cork in early December. So I suppose something has to give here. I suppose from a punting point of view, it's probably just a race just to watch. I do think Shishkin is an exceptional horse and probably just might be good enough to beat Enric Amin. It'll be interesting what way the tactics are. Paul Towner rides Enric Amin, and he likes to make the run. I suppose he just, you know, pop off in front. Of course, last year's winner, First Slow, was also in the race. There's only 4 runners, but First Slow did win a good race last year, but this is certainly, he's taking on 2 really top class horses here. Hopefully it'll be a good race. I just think Shishkin might have enough class to beat Enric Amin this time, but I just hope it's a good enough race to hopefully, with the two horses, will rematch then in the Queen Mother Championship at Cheltenham in March. That'll be really a good race between the two of them again. I suppose home advantage is with Shishkin, and he just gets the vote to win, but it certainly is a race everybody's looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Martin. And, you know, isn't it amazing the way these horses develop? Obviously, Shishkin started off around the point-to-point circuit. He was a winner in Lingstown on his second start, but he was 3rd of 3 around Inch on debut back in March 2018. Didn't see the winner since, but the horse that finished 2nd, Kiltili Briggs, a decent horse as well in his own right. But 3rd of 3, and now he's turned into one of the biggest names in the world of horse racing.
Well, there's no doubt, Barry, just shows how strong the Irish point-to-point scene can be. There's no question about that. You could go anywhere. I mean, I remember the brilliant Best Mate that beaten the 2-horse race, I think, in his first point-to-point. But Henrietta Knight's seen enough on that occasion to actually buy him, of course, and he turned into a triple gold cup winner. As I say, it's no matter what point-to-point you go to in the country, you just never know where the next superstar is going to be. And it's a real good breeding ground for top-class horses. And as you say, Shishkin, as you last 3 in his first one, no one would have thought that he's going to develop into horse he is at the moment. But as you say, you just can never tell.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and great to see such a huge crowd at our local Killer Point to Point last Sunday. Just switching our attention now to action here at home at the weekend. We've 2 meetings down for Decision Navan on Saturday, 8 races, all gets underway at 12 o'clock.
Yes, indeed, and of course another bit of a superstar here, I suppose. Well, I suppose he's not as good as Shishkin, but Tiger Roll is probably the star act here at Navan on Saturday. But it was the first runner in the featured Navan Handicap Hurdle, a Grade B event over 2.5 miles. Of course, he is the first horse since Red One to have won 2 entry Grand Nationals in a row. And, well, things just probably have gone off the rails slightly for him. I do think, even on his best form here with top weight, like he's a very, very good horse when things are right. I think this is the time of year as well, Barry. And while he was very disappointing last time the entry in early December, I wouldn't mind that at all. Brown was totally against him, and he would have been outclassed in a race like that, won by Proteriat. But I just think with Rob James riding tomorrow, claiming 7 off 11, so on 12, if he goes back to his form of a couple of seasons ago when he actually won the Boyne Hurdle here over this course and distance, he certainly would have a chance, even with top weight here. But it is a very competitive contest, and maybe one or two other ones in the race. I think Gordon Elliott's Mars Harper, stable companion, of course, of Tiger Roll, would have a good chance here. Second is Leperstown over Christmas. Jack Kennedy takes the mount. He's up £3 for that, but must have a good chance. Another one definitely with prospects is the Aller family's Peregrine Lotus, came back from a long absence and finished in second at Cork a couple of weeks ago. That was quite a good run, and Liz Lauder claims £5 off this one. I do think that he might prefer softer ground than he actually gets at Navan tomorrow, but maybe a horse called Bread and Butter for Helen Markham might be the answer here. Very, very consistent animal, just got beaten by Futura and Regum in a similar type race here before Christmas. Oh, a couple of pounds for that. Young Aidan Kelly rides claims £7 off that, and just think maybe in a wide open race that one has a very good chance. And also Bread and Butter, that's in the future, 140. Race bonus, 12 o'clock, but a rated now, sort of interesting contest here. Only 7 runners, well, already 4 or 5 winners in the race, but previous winners have hurdles. And Dartnelly has a strong hand here, also on a winner at Navan before Christmas. And Ebisari, a good winner at Carp a couple of weeks ago, when beating the Elson favourite, Elementally Chosen, in a driving fish. I think that Ebisari actually might be the pick of the two, but the one to beat, I think, is a horse called Ardla from Mick Halford. Good winner over this course and distance just before Christmas. He likes good ground, which he's probably going to get tomorrow, and Luke Dempsey's takes him out. He made all the running when winning at Navan before Christmas, and just might be good enough to win again in a very interesting rated novice hurdle. A couple of maiden hurdles then, I think in the second division there of the Greg Lane maiden hurdle at 105, Ashtree Meadow sets a high standard. A good Tortoise or Gerhard at Leperstown over Christmas. That was very good form. Of course, Sir Gerhard is a leading fancy for the Supreme Novice Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival in March. And I think Ashtree Meadow, although he's totally outclassed on that occasion, he's only beaten 8 lengths and just might be good enough and be another winner for Gordon Elliott and David Russell on board. A couple of good races there around. The Beginner's Chase at 250. Certainly very interesting race here, I think. The boss is after for Gordon Elliott. Was a bit disappointing, the Paddy Power chase, an early mistake, didn't seem to help at all, and he pulled up afterwards. But a rating of 143, if he can run to that rating, he must have a big chance here. Although there certainly, it won't be one horse race. You have Cavallino for Willie Mullins, who is second to Stratham at Torles before Christmas. And the one I like here is a horse called Eight Dan, Ain't That a Shame, for Race of Blackmore, Henry Brownhead. He's been placed in his 2 beginner chases at 8. He was third to Statler at Fairy Hills before Christmas. And last time, of course, was second to Gallop and Deschamps. Beaten a long way on that occasion, but that Gallop and Deschamps looks a bit of a superstar, and he's going to take plenty of beating at Cheltenham in the Brown Advisory Novice Chase over 3 miles. I think maybe Ain't That a Shame might be good enough to win under Race of Blackmore tomorrow in the 250. And lastly then, at Navan, an interesting bumper actually, Barry. A couple of good horses here. Don Chalant for Willie Mullins, third of Tipperary last March, should go well again. But the one I was looking at was Joyeux Machan, trained by Paul Nolan. A good second to a horse called Facile Vega at Leperstown over Christmas. This Facile Vega, of course, is a son of the great Cui Vega, and he's already won the leading fancies for the Cheltenham Bumper in March. I just thought Joyeux Machan ran a good race on that occasion and might just be good enough to go one better under Barry O'Neill.
Very good. A lot to look forward to there on Saturday. Just in terms of Sunday's action at Turles, good car down for decision once again with a Grade 2, the Horse and Jockey Hotel Chase, Grade 2 at 3:15. It all gets underway at 1 o'clock. Who are you most looking forward to seeing in action in Turles on Sunday, Martin?
Well, yes, certainly a star card here indeed, Barry. It's always a good race, the Horse and Jockey Hotel Chase. It's registered as the Kinlock Race Race. Of course, like Don Cossack won this race a couple of times actually, but, and of course won the Gold Cup in 2016, and then Sizen John actually was a winner of this race in 2017 before he went on and won the Gold Cup. And I think the star of the show definitely here is Alaho, trained by Willie Mullins in the Mount of Paul Town. This fellow is a really, really good horse. He was a wide margin winner of the Ryanair Chase at Cheltenham last year, one of 6 winners for Rachel Blackmore on that occasion. And you know, while he got beaten at Punchdown afterwards by Shaqan Pursuit, that was no disgrace over 2 miles. He's only had the one run this season. He came out under Patrick Mullins and won the Durkin Chase in good style. And on that occasion, he had Factor of the Dairies, another runner here on Sunday, 8 lengths behind in 4th place. Now, with the benefit of that run behind him, it's very hard to see Factor of the Dairies reversing those placements with Alaho. And you have nothing other than an easy win here is probably expected. He's going to be very long odds on favourite, but he's already as low as 6-4, 7-4 for the Ryanair Chase at the Cheltenham Festival again. And really, he does look a bit of a superstar at this moment. He's a very high rating of 174. And I think he should certainly beat Factor of the Dairies once more on Sunday. What the rest of there, it's certainly worth mentioning, the 240 is the Mayor's Novice Chase, sponsored by Coonmore. And one of the very good mares of last season, a very good hurdler, a horse called Manila Melody, trained by Henry Dwamhead, the Mount of Rachel Blackmore. That was rated 142 over hurdles. She's been a very, very good mare of hurdles, and very interesting that Henry Dwamhead steps into great company on her first run over fences. There was only 7 in this race, but it's a strong 7, has to be said. Robinina was a father last time for Willie Mullins, but earlier had won very well before that. And Ballyshannon Rose, trained by Paul Fahey in Monstreven there, that she was a good winner at Turles in November, but she took a bit of a heavy fall then when going to finish second in a great race at Punchdown in November, and we haven't seen her since. But certainly on the benefit of her first run, she certainly should have a good chance here. Also, Gavin Cromwell's Jeremy Flame was a good second at Concertice the last time at Cork before Christmas, before winning well at Naas in early January. And it's only seven runners, but a very tight affair. I think actually Jeremy Flame has improved an awful lot since going over fences and might just be good enough to win this event. Other races then, the opening race to 1 o'clock, I think the Joseph Murphy trained John Cannon has a really good chance here. He was a good horse last season. He was second in maiden hurdle at Punchdown. It was a decent bumper horse. There's only an auction maiden hurdle. I think he'll take an awful lot of beating in the first race. But in the second race, Jerry Colombe for Gordon Ellis was a good winner at Down Royal. A wide margin winner around St. Stephen's Day, and he'd probably be good enough to win again in that 1:30, although Churchstone Warrior trained by Jonathan Sweeney certainly shouldn't be too far away. Another race definitely worth mentioning is the Hunter's Chase, the last race of the card, and Billaway for William Mullins and Patrick Mullins should probably win this one. He was just beaten Knowles at Punchdown in the champion Hunter's Chase last season, last April, and of course before that had just got beaten at Shorthead in the Fox Hunter's Chase at Devon. Certainly it was a costly result for himself, I have to remember on that occasion. He's a very good horse on his day, Billaway. I think he should be good enough to beat the likely danger here, Stand Up and Fight for End of Bulger. He's a good horse as well, but I think Billaway should probably be in. But it is an excellent card at Torres on Sunday, and the action gets underway there, I should say, at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, very much looking forward to that. Finally, Martin, in terms of best bets of the weekend, can you put a couple forward?
Yeah, I think certainly one horse I do like is a horse called That Bread and Butter in that 1:40 at Navan. I just think he has a very good chance of winning in a very wide open contest. I do like in the opening race at 12 o'clock, Ardla. I do fancy that one. At Turles on Sunday, I think the better of the day is in the opening race, John Cannon. I do fancy this one. I think he's a really good chance. Well, in the handicap hurdle at 2:05, I think Goulain Chosen is a good chance for Seamus Milan. Hasn't ran since fourth. Behind Arcadian Sunrise at the Galway Festival last July, but a fully fit for this, the drying ground would certainly suit him, and even though he's top weight of 11-12, I think Goulain Chosen has an excellent each way chance in that 2:05 race.
Very good, Martin. Enjoy the weekend's action. We appreciate you taking time out once again to join us on Drive Time Sport, and hopefully we'll catch up again next week.
You will indeed, Barry. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.